Very powerful verse. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." If, you know, I circle all the ifs in my Bible, because God says that we'll know the truth if we continue in his word. Jesus is talking about his word, the scriptures. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. So that also indicates that if someone says, "I'm a believer of Christ, but I don't read the Bible," that's contrary to this word. See, if you're truly my disciple, you will continue in my word and know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Father in heaven, we pray now that you'd guide us into all the truth of your word that you have for us this morning. And Father, may we glean and gain from your insights into how to be salt and light and to be your witnesses at this time in our nation, in our community. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there was an interesting commentary on this verse by R.C. Sproul. And what it says here is, holding to the teaching of Christ, who is the truth, and Jesus did say in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That was another very powerful truth. Holding to the teaching of Christ, who is the truth, leads one to the truth that sets a person free from slavery to sin. Salvation is not obtained by the intellectual knowledge as the Gnostics imagined, but by a vital relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to the truth he revealed. Now, most of us know, but some may not know, that the Gospel of John and 1 John, primarily in the scriptures, were written to counter the Gnostics of their day. Gnosticism. And we have done whole studies on Gnosticism here in this church. So if you're a part of this church, you should know what that is, at least have the notes on that. But Gnosticism basically was coming to true spirituality through the secret knowledge that only a few people really have. Secret knowledge. This is what Gnosticism is. But this is what Gnosticism primarily taught that John's gospel was countering and that Jesus' truth was countering. First of all, reality consists of matter, which is evil. All matter is evil. Only the spiritual realm of life is good. Goes on to say, the supreme God was completely spirit, and this God propagated other deities. Other deities is what they taught. One of these deities gave birth to an imperfect divine being. This imperfect divine being captured the mother deity and imprisoned her in human bodies. This is Gnosticism. Some humans have a divine spark within them, not all humans, but some. Liberation of this spark is achieved through secret knowledge. So this knowledge is only for the ones who have some divine life in them. And this knowledge can only come from a divine emissary. It could be Christ and some of the Gnostic systems or other people who have this secret knowledge. That's just an overview of Gnosticism. Now, there are Gnostic Gospels, and one of the reasons why we're talking about this today, it is important for us to understand this because this kind of teaching comes packaged in different ways in our society today and is influencing Christians and non-Christians. Now, there were some Gnostic Gospels. There are many of them. Some of them you've heard about. There is the Gospel of Mary, Gospel of Philip, the Gospel of Thomas that liberal theologians are using greatly right now. There is the Gospel of Judas. How many of you saw the National Geographic special on the Gospel of Judas? Anybody here? Okay, so some of you did, all right? Well, that just has been a big thing. In fact, when I was in Bangkok, it was a big part of the newspaper there. The Gospel of Judas at a National Geographic promoted that. That was one of the Gnostic Gospels. And way back in the first and second centuries, our forefathers, Irenaeus being one of them, called all of the Gnostic Gospels fictitious histories. They were just made up fictions. Is all they were. The early church, Augustine, Justin Martyr, Tertullian, other church fathers, all condemned the Gnostic Gospels from the second to the fourth centuries. Now, if you've been in this church, we talked about the Council of Nicaea, we talked about the seven councils that were formed throughout church history in order to reassure the theology that Christians have, reconfirming the canon of Scripture. We've gone through how we know that the Bible that we have today is the true Word of God, because that's been thrown into question today. Very important for us. Now, why do we bring this up today? Gnosticism has resurfaced in a big way, and it's been repackaged in a novel today that has sold over 40 million copies worldwide. It's called The Da Vinci Code. 40 million. 8 million.